I'm your number one fan.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
My mom and dad are me.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow, long time no see.
Yeah. We took a little break, if you didn't notice.
Yeah. We deserved it.
I think so.
Some of us more than others. And by that, I mean you.
Oh, no, I think you deserved it just as much as I did.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. We both just had some stuff going on, you know?
Yeah.
So we took a break. Sorry about that, but we're back.
Yeah, here we are. Every Tuesday from now going forward.
Yeah, from here on out, every Tuesday.
In perpetuity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, and what way to welcome ourselves back than with our favorite segment of the podcast, news.
News. I love how you insist that we keep news and you hate news so much.
We have to keep news.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm
fine.
Great.
Here we go. You go first.
Can't wait. Okay. All right. We've already covered that Matthew Lillard and Scott Foley, who played Stumacher and Roman, are coming back to Scream 7.
Fucking crazy.
Apparently now, so is David Arquette.
He's dead.
So is Roman. And a lot of people think Stu is too. So they're doing too much.
Yes.
It doesn't.
They're desperate.
It feels desperate. It feels like it's not going to be good. I'm starting to think they're trying to new nightmare this. That's what I'm feeling is going on. You don't know what that means because we haven't watched all of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. But essentially, you've seen the first one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Heather Langenkamp plays Nancy in the first one. New Nightmare is basically a meta take where Heather Langenkamp is playing herself in a nightmare movie and then Freddy starts to come after her. So that is honestly the only way that this is making sense for me, because we can't have this many flashbacks. We can't have this many people in glass talking to their children, I guess, like in Scream 5 and 6. Like, we can't. There's too many. It's too much. So that's the only way that it's making sense in my mind.
Maybe it's a prequel.
Well, and they're going to CGI de-age them?
Yeah, why not?
Terrible. Because I don't think it looked good when they did that to Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah, well.
So let's not.
That wasn't my complaint about that movie.
No, but it can't, because fucking Chad is coming back too. Mason Gooding.
I don't know who that is.
One of the twins.
Okay,
he's already been confirmed.
They probably are talking about, oh, this is what happened back in the day. Here's what happened with the first Scream incident.
That would be awful.
Worse than your idea?
I mean, it would kind of make sense because, you know, 5 was the requel of 1, 6 was the requel of 2. If 7's the requel of 3 and 3 was about the Stab movies and was already kind of meta, a new nightmare situation does kind of make sense for them to go for.
Maybe.
I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying it's the only way it makes sense in my head.
Have any of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies performed well after the first one?
Yeah. Why do you think there was 800 of them?
Well, because there's a cult following, not because they made any money off of them. Make money off the franchise, not the monies. Oh, okay.
They make a lot of money after those.
Did I say a word funny?
I don't think so. Yeah, sounded right to me.
Wow, great. Okay. Well, who's to
What's
say?
What's your news?
Oh, yeah, okay. My turn. Over the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of new trailers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to rattle them all off. Death of a Unicorn, which comes out March 28th, got its second trailer. Go watch that. It's an A24 movie. Comes out March 28th. I already said that. Screamboat, the Steamboat Willie movie. Comes out April 2nd and now has a trailer. Tyler Posey's in it. I don't know if we knew that. Did we know that?
I personally didn't.
He's in it, and then there's another Posey in it. Not sure if there's a relation, but there is another Posey in it.
Okay.
Who's billed higher than he is, interestingly.
Is it Parker?
Who? Maybe. Who's that?
Parker Posey.
Who's that?
She was in Scream 3, the funniest character.
Oh, but no relation to Tyler.
No.
It might have been. That sounds familiar, though.
I don't think Parker Posey would be in Scream, though.
Oh, and Tyler Posey would be?
Absolutely. Because has Tyler Posey done since Teen Wolf, except for OnlyFans? Not shaming.
You're joking.
I'm not.
Oh.
Like, get that back. I'm not judging at all. I'm just saying it seems apt that he would be in Scream, though.
Yeah. We're going to hurry up and finish the rest of this episode because I have something to do later today. Alien Earth has a series of 5 really weird teasers in advance of its summer 2025 release. The Bondsman is coming out April 3rd and stars Kevin Bacon. They have a new trailer for that. A new 4-part Tim Burton docuseries released a first look. The Devil May Cry is getting an anime that's coming out next month. It has a trailer. The Last of Us Season 2 got its full-length trailer, and I'm pissed about it, but that's my opinion. We got the trailer for the last season of You, and we also got the Season 7 Black Mirror trailer.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. I've seen every episode of Black Mirror.
No, you've seen... No. 2 episodes.
I've seen
of
the
Mirror.
First season of Black Mirror, and I think maybe a couple episodes of the second season. But yeah, so there's all the trailers that have come out. Go watch them all.
Great.
Yeah. So fun.
Very fun. Lots of fun stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. And now it's your turn.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah, I don't remember what we're doing here. Okay, so SNL's Kenan Thompson is going to be executive producing a new horror comedy. It's going to be called Halloween Store. And it's about a group of people who find themselves trapped inside, you got it, a Halloween store. On Halloween night with a mysterious killer on the loose.
Okay.
We don't really have a release date or anything like that yet, but we do know that Simon Rex has been cast, which people may know from Scary Movie 3-5, so... Already a horror comedy person.
Yes. Fun.
Yeah.
I like Kenan.
Yeah.
Kenan
Thompson.
Yeah, he's funny.
The longest running SNL cast member.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that for him.
Yeah, by a lot.
Oh, God. What does that say about his career trajectory?
That he's doing fine right where he is.
Yes, you're right.
You know what? I respect it, though, because some people are like, oh, I'm going to leave SNL, and then they don't ever do anything ever again.
Yeah.
Some people leave SNL and have amazing careers after that.
Mm-hmm.
But Kenan's like, why take the risk? I'm doing just fine where I'm at.
Yeah. And he does. He's frequently the funniest part of that show.
I haven't watched SNL in 10 years.
I get all my SNL updates on TikTok.
I'm pretty sure I blocked SNL on TikTok, and I can't remember why. I love blocking people on TikTok. It's like crack to me. Dude, you do one thing that pisses me off, blocked.
Yeah.
Blocked. You do a 2-part series that could have been one, blocked. I don't ever want to hear about it again.
Shit. Brutal.
Yeah.
And that's why I took all my TikToks down. I don't want to give you any reason to block me.
You're on thin ice.
Yeah. Always. I think it should be noted that, for my next news, The Substance took home an Oscar last week for Best Makeup and Hairstyling, which is a little bittersweet because, one, we love when a horror movie gets its flowers, but two, Demi Moore was unfortunately snubbed for her incredible, so I hear, performance, which is a little disappointing. That movie's on my list. It's on my list.
Yeah.
But hey, horror is often overlooked in every category. And makeup and hair, I feel like horror really shines. Like, that horror really gives a good opportunity to outshine and outperform in hair and makeup. So it was nice that they were still able to take home the trophy for that.
Yeah. I'm sad that Demi didn't win, but I am happy that they won for that because they do deserve it. You'll see that once you watch the movie, but
I won't be watching those parts.
Yeah. Yes, you will.
Like this.
Because you can't avoid it.
Oh, dear.
It's
great.
It's half the movie, babe. You're going to see it.
Okay. The longer you talk, the lower on the list that one gets for me to watch.
But it's no,
I do. I do want to watch. I do want to watch.
Yeah. That, so you had to preface your news by saying that, or that was your news?
That was my news.
Oh, great. Okay. I love that.
Thank you.
Celebrating horror at the Oscars.
Yeah, we
Let's
should.
Let's do that
should.
More.
Yeah. Oscars.
Yeah, Oscars.
Stupid fuckheads.
They're about to be blocked.
Yeah, blocked.
All right, last news from me. A new experimental film premiered at South by Southwest Film Festival recently. I can tell you're really excited about it.
I just flashback to Skidmarink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, wait.
Okay.
Here's the premise.
Okay.
Good Boy is going to be a horror movie from the point of view of the dog.
Wait. Okay.
I knew I'd get her.
I'm not mad about it.
No, so it's about a pup named Indy who moves to a rural family home with his owner, Todd, only to discover supernatural forces lurking in the shadows. As dark entities threaten his human companion, the brave pup must fight to protect the one he loves most. Yeah, and it's got
I hope it's his Stuffy. That would be so fucking cute. Can you imagine if he's having to protect his stuffed animal from the ghost?
I think it's Todd, his owner, that he's protecting.
Fuck Todd.
Okay, well, Jesus, what did Todd do to you? Anyways, it's gotten, from what I've seen, pretty good reception so far, so I'm excited.
Oh, okay, it's fun, it's fun, it's fun, it's fun, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it could be cute.
I read the Wikipedia entry for a dog movie over the weekend, and it made me cry. And then I told everybody on Discord, don't ever watch this fucking movie.
Yeah, which is interesting, because you didn't watch the movie.
And I'm glad I didn't. And so now I'm telling everybody to also to not to.
Yeah. I have a general rule of thumb that if a movie is about a dog, I don't watch it. Because I know where that's going.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid.
Yes.
I'm not watching Marley and Me. I'm not watching A Dog's Purpose. You can go fuck yourself. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I was too young to have had my senses about me when Marley and Me came out. I definitely saw that. But by the time A Dog's Purpose came out, I did not watch that shit.
My sister watched A Dog's Purpose on a plane.
I would have taken it down with me.
Don't say that. Not in this climate.
What movie was I talking about so that you all know not to watch it either? It was...
The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Thank you.
You see how I remember things?
Yeah. You pulled it up.
I literally didn't.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Anyway,
I guess I'll have to live with that.
Yeah. No, I believe you. Yeah, The Art of Racing in the Rain. Don't do it. Don't even read the Wikipedia summary.
If a dog's on the front of the movie, like on the movie poster, don't watch it. Because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know. If you want to watch it, go for it. But you know.
Yeah. Well, it's not even him dying is the sad thing. Like, that's not even... I mean, that's sad, too.
Spoiler.
Which, by the way...
But you should know.
Yeah, that's obvious. Ugh. God, I'll never stop thinking about that Wikipedia article.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thanks. Okay, last one from me, and last one from both of us. This is my favorite. No offense to any of your news.
Oh,
Robert Eggers... We know him from The Witch and Nosferatu, obviously, is now officially, according to The Hollywood Reporter at least, directing his next film. It's a 13th century werewolf movie titled Werewolf, W-E-R-W-L-F. Anyway, he described it, Eggers, out loud in person to another human being, described it very simply as a medieval werewolf movie, and he commented that it is by far the darkest thing he has ever written. Which I'm pretty sure he said the exact same thing about Nosferatu, but that's okay, because we're just raising the bar every time, and that's fine. We also got a release date, Christmas 2026.
All right, sex.
Yeah, it's not too far away.
He loves Christmas.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nosferatu had kind of a Christmas air about it, you know?
Yeah, it was a good Christmas release.
Yeah, I liked it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it came out Thanksgiving.
No, it definitely came out Christmas.
Are you sure?
Yep, because that's why we had it as our January movie.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, well, January 2027, Kendra's reviewing Werewolf. Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Wolf.
Great. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's exciting. I like dark stuff. I like him. I've watched all of his movies.
All of them?
Yeah, I watched Northman.
Oh,
Northman?
Yeah, you did.
Plural?
Northman, I think.
That movie was crazy. It might have been my favorite one.
I've seen that one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
What's his face is in it? Josh Brolin? No. The other guy. He's in that other movie with the lawnmower.
Ethan Hawke?
I think so.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes.
He didn't. It is him. He didn't pull up on the first. The first person was like Alexander Skarsgård. And then
correct.
Other people. So I was like, no. But then I scrolled. There he was.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah. I recommend it. It's a slog.
Oh.
You gotta really wade through it. Anya Taylor-Joy's in it too. Minutes.
What a great segue.
Yeah. Speaking of
Anya Taylor-Joy, wouldn't you believe she's in the movie we're talking about today?
Dune 2.
No. If you don't remember from 3 weeks ago, we're talking about The Gorge today.
Yes. Tell us about it. Tell us about The Gorge.
Thank you. I will. I feel like everybody's seen this movie. I've seen it everywhere, so.
Yeah. I hope so.
Hopefully we're not spoiling anything. But if you forgot in the month since it's been out, it's about two highly trained operatives. They're both appointed to posts in guard towers on opposite sides of a vast and highly classified gorge, protecting the world from a mysterious evil that lurks within. They work together to keep the secret in the gorge. That's from Google, and Google's wrong, because what they do is work together to unmask the secret of the gorge. So that's incorrect, but I get that they were trying to avoid spoilers. Anyways, the whole movie's about them uncovering the secrets of the gorge and then exposing it.
And then exposing it, yes.
And then exposing it to the world. It's directed by Scott Derrickson, also did Sinister, which we talked about. He also did The Black Phone, but we haven't talked about that yet.
Oh, I hate that movie.
Yeah, there's one part that you didn't like. Sorry about that. Well, actually, no, I'm not sorry, because I didn't know. we
you
watched
didn't know?
That together for the first time.
You hadn't seen it?
No, we watched it in Discord when it like went to streaming, remember?
Oh my god, you're
sorry. I had read the short. I hadn't seen it, though, yet. Yeah. It was written by Zach Dean. It stars Miles Teller, Anya Taylor-Joy, hence the segue, and, of course, Sigourney Weaver. I couldn't find an exact number for what it cost and what it grossed, but two separate articles I found, one said that the budget was between $50 and $70 million, and then the other article said that it grossed $110.6 million in the U.S. so far.
Which is weird, because how are they tracking that? It's not a theater release, it's Apple TV, if we didn't mention.
I mean, they have to track it some way.
Yeah. I just don't understand how they assign, like, revenue dollars to it. You know what I
Maybe
mean?
Maybe based on views against the revenue that the streaming site makes. Like, if they're making
this
amount, like, like, they percent it out based on how well it was watched.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how I would guess. But anyways, again, that was just two different articles I found trying to find some semblance of the cost.
Yeah.
Currently, it has a 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb, a 64% critic score, and a 77% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
It's doing pretty well. People like it.
Yeah.
But did we like it?
You're
no.
Bad.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. A thing.
Yeah.
Watched a bunch of interviews.
Great.
This movie. Miles says Anya.
Anya.
Yeah. Anya?
Does she
not,
say that?
Not Anya. Oh. And one of the reporters, the MTV reporter,
Anya
said Anya.
Anya Taylor-Joy. Oh, I apologize if that's how you say your name. I've been saying Anya for years.
I've been saying Anya for years. I was saying Anya until today. And
I was saying Anya
probably
until
will
6 seconds
two
ago.
2 seconds ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably still say Anya because Anya? I don't know, man. Maybe just Miles can get away with it. He's got like that little...
Well, they've been friends for years, though, so I feel like he would know.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. They were friends for years before this happened. That was one of the reasons why both of them wanted to do it, because they knew that they'd get to finally work together.
Oh, who knew?
Me.
Wow.
Yeah. Before we hop fully in.
Yes.
Can I tell you my favorite Letterboxd review?
Yes.
Kaylee Cohen on Letterboxd. Their review was, I feel like you're just here for the zipline.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I laughed out loud when I read that. That was really good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then I just rated it and went on. I didn't even try to review because
no.
Who am I? Who am I to beat that?
No. Oh, that's funny. Good one.
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, this movie is just 2025 Annihilation. In my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like word for word, they describe the like DNA sequencing and like remix thing identically in both films.
Yeah. Which I thought was interesting because there was one interview I was reading with Scott Derrickson where he was like going on and on about how this is just something that we've never seen in film before. And I just kept thinking, Annihilation.
Yeah.
Annihilation. Yeah. Annihilation. So maybe he hasn't seen it.
I guess not.
Scott, you should watch Annihilation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun film.
Mm-hmm.
You'd love it. If you love this, you'd love Annihilation. Yeah,
just wait until you hear about Annihilation.
Just wait.
That's an actual horror movie.
That fucking bear.
Oh my god, the bear. Ugh. The horses in this were really good. I really liked the horses.
Yeah, I liked the design. And apparently a lot of it was practical.
Yeah.
Probably not the horses, but the the hollow men, they did, like, the featured hollow men were all done with prosthetics and then just enhanced with CGI.
Enhanced, yeah.
Yeah. I think the background ones were probably just CGI, but...
Yeah. I watched a VFX breakdown. It's by Framestore on YouTube, if anybody's interested in watching it. It just really kind of put into perspective how much details all of the creatures really had, because you don't really get to appreciate that kind of as you're watching. But like one of the more humanoid ones, which I think did have a lot of practical, has like a snake weaving through all of his like chest branches, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses were like really hollow almost, like kind of like, I don't know, like wooden sculptures almost, which was, yeah. It was kind of a fun little look at how the VFX is kind of layered over stuff.
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
Yeah, I like that. And they did a lot of practical sets, too,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of it was just they just built a forest and they got to play around with it and they just lit it different ways, which I did kind of like. The lighting was fun.
Yeah.
When they got down into the gorge, it was like yellow and then purple and red, like different colors to kind of determine where they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that the gorge itself, like inside the gorge, the design was inspired by a Polish painter named Baczynski. But I can see it. I looked up his paintings. He's kind of got that like sort of cloudy yellow over all of his paintings. It's like very warm and
yeah,
the characters.
A lot
sort
of like bones and themes of death too. I really like his paintings.
Yeah, I do too. He's got like sort of like hybrid like Slender Man figures in a lot of them too.
Yeah. It's just kind of like creepy.
Yeah.
But in a pretty way.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that. I mean, we've had 100 some episodes of me talking about how much I like practical effects, but
mm-hmm.
I do. And Anya Taylor-Joy said she does too. She's like, I don't think I could do a movie where I'm just in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
That just seems awful. And she said the closest that they got to that in this was the Jeep scene, because background was a green screen, but they were actually being lifted on a Jeep. So that part was real, but the background wasn't. Obviously, you can't just lift a Jeep off a cliff.
Yeah, for sure.
but I like that. They actually had two separate towers built on sound stages. Unfortunately, they didn't face each other.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was...
Why do they need two then?
I don't know, but Anya Taylor-Joy, God, I need to start saying her name right. She says she had the fun one and that Miles would come over and hang out in her tower all the time because hers was better than his.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, because hers had the piano and everything.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. But apparently Scott Derrickson, sometimes they weren't shooting. I mean, obviously if they're shooting their separate scenes, it wasn't in the same time frame.
Sure.
So he'd just go up to one of them and be, you know, say, oh, I shot this with them last week, so you got to react to what they did. So do that now. And that would kind of be hard, but they pulled it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Supposedly they did get to spend a lot of time. Anya and Miles got to spend a lot of time together and like downtime or whatever. And Anya convinced Miles to watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So they both got hooked on that between filming.
Love that.
Yeah. They also, kind of like tangent to practical, did a lot of their own stunts, and they were fully trained in like sniper.
Wow. In sniper.
Yeah. Sniper, sniper. They went through sniper training.
Wow.
Yeah. Miles That's said fun. Multiple times he was really impressed by the team that,
yeah.
that like the stunt team and the sniper training team.
Not anything to do with practical effects, but one of the more popular, I think, clips from interviews about this movie going around right now is talking about how they have the references.
Yes.
To both Whiplash and Queen's Gambit. They play chess and play the drums at one point. And how Anya and Miles apparently asked to get that removed because they were like, that's too on the nose. That's, you know, let's get that out. And Derrickson said, no, it's staying in. Because it was there before they even were cast. Yeah. So, but I did think that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that is. That's both of their breakout roles,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was interesting.
Which I kind of, I guess that was Anya Taylor-Joy's, but I feel like
she was around before that.
Yeah, like I feel like The Witch was her breakout role.
Well.
And then she did Split, which also garnered her a lot of attention. Like both of those were before Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, that's true. And now she's in Dune.
And now she's in Dune.
I don't even think she was credited in Dune 2.
I wouldn't know.
Anyway, that's I think 5 episodes in a row I've been able to mention Dune. Yeah. Relevant to the episode.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Sure. Do you want to hear what's going to be your favorite fun fact?
Sure.
Scott Derrickson was invited to the set of Avatar.
Which one? The first one?
The first one. The second one? By James Cameron.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. The first one, I think. He just said Avatar, so I don't know.
Okay.
But he got to talk with James Cameron quite a bit. Apparently, James Cameron invited quite a few directors there just to like see how everything worked and the technology of it. And I guess Scott Derrickson said that he talked to him the most because someone told him he was asking the best questions. So he got to spend the most time with James, apparently.
How fun.
Yeah. And he said one of the things that Cameron said about making Titanic was, he said, so when it came to making Titanic, by the time most movies end, the ship hadn't even hit the iceberg yet. Meaning he had invested all of that time into the relationship so that when it starts to sink, you care about them. You care about them as a couple. You're invested in that relationship. And so he said that that advice, or I guess that commentary, stuck with him when he was making this. Because obviously he wanted to make sure that the relationship was solid, which makes sense because it's an hour in before he falls into the gorge.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of that just because of James Cameron.
Wow, I love that.
I knew you would.
Yeah. James Cameron saved. Wow, that was a Freudian slip, maybe. More, I was going to say, I don't. Never mind. I'm done.
No, I think you should finish.
I don't even know what I was trying to say. Inspired. Inspired. I don't know what I was. I don't know what I was going to say. I don't know what I was going to say. I genuinely don't.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Well,
here we are anyway, huh?
Yeah. On the other side, we made it somehow. Sigourney Weaver said that she loved the like romance of this movie, the script. And that was one of the reasons how, or why she signed up for it. She loved the story, like the love story of it all, the adventure. She loved how it was written and loved how Anya Taylor-Joy's character was written and how Anya portrayed her. Anyway, also in that same interview, Sigourney Weaver said, I don't know if she said this before, or if we knew this about her, but she's not really a big horror girly. She's like a total coward.
I feel like so many scream queens don't like horror movies.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. But
grow up.
I'm just kidding. Speaking of growing up, she has aged beautifully. I just don't like that she's aged because that means she's old. You know what I mean? I don't want her to be old. I want her to live forever. Keep making movies. Keep making the same movie over and over again like you did with Cabin in the Woods and the big guy in Paul. You know, the big
movie's
called Paul.
Big guy. Yeah, she plays the big guy.
And she plays the director.
In the Cabin in the Woods. Yeah, this is the third time she's played the same character.
Yeah.
Yeah. How fun.
Yeah, so fun. I haven't seen Paul.
I think I watched it once when I was really high. I don't remember anything.
We should watch it again.
I think high. I'm okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
We're on the same page now.
Yeah. If I'm really high, maybe. Yeah. Surprised. I have to be the one to bring it up. I can't believe I'm bringing up all of your favorite facts.
I've talked about Dune 2 twice already.
That's true. The score for this was done by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross.
I know Trent Reznor.
You sure do. Anyways, that duo, you should also know, because they've won 2 Oscars for Best Original Score. One for The Social Network and one for Soul.
I hate Soul.
Oh, I've never seen Soul, so I can't.
No. The music wasn't even that good. It was no Up.
I don't really like Up.
I don't like the movie. I like the score.
Okay, that's fair. I don't remember the score enough to like it. I just think that movie's good. Like, the first 10 minutes, fantastic. The rest of it, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry. That movie's only good because of the beginning.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's enough about that. The Social Network, great film. We need more movies talking about how billionaires are fucking losers who can't get laid.
Yeah.
Anyways.
you should watch it.
It is a really good movie. Anyways, they did the score for this. And apparently before they even saw the movie, Derrickson said they sent over like 8 pieces of music that were really long. The first one was like 23 minutes long. And just for him to listen to get like a sample of what he liked.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he said he loved working with them because they were just really adaptive. And he could say, oh, I like this part of this piece of music. Like, can we do more like that? And they'd give him more options and stuff like that. But it's cool. You love Very score. Fun.
Yeah, that's fun. That feels like exactly what the process for scoring a movie is, but...
It is, but he said they gave him, like, insane amounts of options.
Oh,
like,
good.
He said it was, like, just very different than working with other people because of the amount of stuff they provided him. And he said it was all good, and it was just, like, picking out which ones were the best.
Yeah. I feel like it was a good, I mean, all of the first of all, the music in general that they chose for the film was very good. Very, like, grungy, anywhere from, like, 70s to 90s grungy rock. So having Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, as the composer is fitting to me, I suppose. I missed a Sigourney Weaver fact.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go back. Did you see the face hugger?
I didn't, but I saw that it was there. Yeah. Did you see it?
No.
Oh. Apparently there's one there.
Yeah. Supposedly there is one. If you see it, take a screenshot and send it to us, please.
Thank you. I would like to see it.
Yeah.
I still have my 7-day Apple TV subscription. Maybe I'll go back and try to find it.
Yeah, watch it again as they explore the lab in the gorge is where they say the facehugger is.
Great.
I just love facehuggers. They're so cute, you know?
Yeah. 2 things. One. Okay. I think that this movie almost would have been better as a video game.
It would have been a fun-ass video game.
I think this would have been a sick video game.
Yeah.
Like, if you play as Rasa or Drasa and, like, you make friends with someone and they fall in the gorge and you have to go in after that. Like, that would be so fucking good.
Yeah, that would be good.
It'd be so much fun. And it kind of looked like I could see it being a video game. Especially with the lighting in the gorge and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, if anybody's listening... Make this a video game because I would like to play it.
Yes.
Other thing, can we talk a little bit about like the enormous plot holes in this movie?
Which ones?
Why are there only 2 people guarding this gorge? Why? Like, what if they have to sleep? What do you mean there's only 2 people watching it? And they're supposed to take care of everything. They're supposed to game hunt. They're supposed to take care of their garden. They're supposed to watch the thing. And they sleep. But they would have been asleep the first night when the attack happened, and they're just supposed to be there for like the second line of defense, but they climbed over those things so easily. They were on her little deck. So what do you mean only 2 people?
Fair.
That doesn't seem like very good security in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to be like the automatic turrets. Like, what were they doing? When did they ever held.
Right. And the automatic turrets work for the rest of the gorge, except for these two places where they have to be. And there's bombs going off every time that the things come up. But
well, I don't know.
It doesn't impact the rock at all.
Just the one time. Oh, like the landmines, you mean? Like the mines?
What do you mean that's like not eroding the rock?
Yeah, the structural integrity would probably have been.
I'm just saying, I had to suspend my belief a little too much for that.
Fair.
Thank you.
No, it wasn't like the man with the snake zooming in and out of him. You didn't have to suspend your belief for that.
No, because that was more like the fantasy aspect of it. Where it's like, okay, I know I have to, you know. But the part that's based in reality, come on.
Fair, I guess. Brother.
That was the whole time I was watching it. That's what I kept doing. What do you mean two people? That was my only thought the whole time.
Well, I mean, in their defense, how many people could you find that would sign up for that and who are qualified?
Apparently, two a year for decades.
Yeah. That is fine. I mean, how many sharpshooters are there in the world? Not that many. My grandpa was one, by the way.
But they weren't all sharpshooters, I don't think. Because JD wasn't. He was just part of the Marines.
Oh, well, either way. How many qualified people
Also, JD, my favorite character. Gone too soon. Pour one out for the homie.
R.I.P.
Anyways, I'm just saying, they easily found two every year for a decade. So.
Yeah, but out of a population of 7 billion people.
Well, stop fucking shooting them to death. Hire them back for the next year. Put four people on each side so they don't drive themselves fucking insane by being alone, isolated. Solitary confinement for a year?
Sure.
Feeling unusual.
I'd do it.
I wouldn't. You'd go insane.
Fine. Fine.
All right.
The thing that bothered me the most was how we had to read aloud the quotes on the wall while they're showing the quotes on the wall. Like, please.
Yeah, it really suffered from only person there, read everything aloud syndrome.
Except what's her face? Bartholomew. What the fuck was her name? Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
She was in a room with other people. Like, why do you, like, just shut up.
No.
God.
You have to read it out loud.
I was expecting Drassa to read the poem out loud at the end.
No.
Which, by the way, that last scene where they're like, they see each other and then they walk parallel to each other for a minute before they come together. I thought that was cute. I liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, it really was a love story. Not really a lot of horror movie action. Yeah, this isn't really a horror movie. And it was only PG-13.
I feel like it was still a horror movie.
Nah.
It's like zombies.
Whatever.
Mutated humans and bugs. Part felt scary. Not scary, but like horror.
I suppose. They didn't scare me.
No, me neither, but they were horror elements.
Fine. The last half of the movie can be horror, but the first half is a love story. It's a romance.
Yeah, definitely.
Rom-com. Almost.
Rom-com. Yeah.
I also really came to terms with how cripplingly terrified I am of bombs. I really don't like the thought of bombs.
It's almost like they horrify you.
So what? Oppenheimer is a horror movie now? Just because there's bombs?
For you.
No. It is horrifying, though. I don't like the idea of bombs. I don't like that you dissolve before it hits you. I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. You know?
Yeah, I don't want to be bombed. Like, I don't know.
But I think I think about it too often.
I guess I don't, because it would be over so quick. Well,
are you sure?
Depending on where you are from the bomb.
Exactly. Exactly. There's
I'm
no
in LA,
winning.
Baby. It's hitting me smack dab.
God. Yeah, like the whole fallout of it all. Grave of the Fireflies. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, I did.
Fuck that movie.
That movie's kind of the same as, like, the dog movies for me. Not in sense of the loss. Obviously, like, that's based on in reality. But, like,
sure,
in the sense that everybody was talking about how fucking sad that movie is. So I knew what was going to fucking happen when I started watching it.
Yeah. But.
I mean, come on. The way was still not great, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. It's a sad movie.
Yeah, that movie sucks. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful film, but.
It's a beautiful film. Everyone should watch it. But it
no.
sucks. I do. I think everybody should watch it. Ugh. Just once.
Oh, it's so hard to watch.
Yeah. Any other fun facts?
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, one more. The Lithuanian word drasa, it's not a name.
It's not.
They don't actually use that as a name. It's the Lithuanian word for courage, which is fitting. Yeah. Anyway. Any more fun facts from you?
Just one.
Oh. Is it about Avatar or Dune?
Nope.
Or music?
No.
Good.
Kind of. Music adjacent.
Okay.
So dancing was lightly mentioned in the script that, like, you know, they dance together.
Uh-huh.
But it was Derrickson's idea to do, like, a whole choreographed number.
Cute.
And apparently, that took the longest to shoot. It took them an entire day to film it. Mainly because the camera that they were using for when they, like, fall on the ground and then get back up or whatever was running on Wi-Fi, but they were in a soundstage and they couldn't get the Wi-Fi to work in the camera. So they had to, like, literally just do the age-old classic of Scott Derrickson, took it outside, turned it off, turned it up back on again to get it to work every time it stopped working.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow, so iconic.
That was the most challenging scene to shoot because of that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Movies, they're just like us.
Losing Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't lost Wi-Fi in, like, a really long time. My Wi-Fi's pretty fucking solid. Yeah, you can't relate.
Nope. Sure can't.
Anyway.
Shall we rate?
Yeah, let's do it. How scary did you think it was?
A 0.5.
Yeah, okay.
This movie didn't scare me. It was like a, like you said, you know. Well, I do think it qualifies as horror.
Yeah.
It's got horror elements.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of an action romance at its core.
I agree.
What about you?
I gave it a 1.5 for the bomb thing.
The bombs really got you.
Yeah, the bomb really got me. I actually wrote down 2, but I thought you'd make fun of me. So I bumped it down to a 1.5.
You can do a 2.
No, I can't.
This isn't about what I think of your answers. This is about your answers.
And my answer is heavily influenced by what you'll think of me. So it's a 1.5. Thank you.
We'll work on that off camera.
Oh, don't tempt me with a good time.
Please. All right, how sexy did you think it was?
I gave it a 3.5.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Mostly because of the bomb thing. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Don't.
I love just about everybody that's in this movie, especially Miles Teller and Sigourney Weaver and Anya Taylor-Joy, which is the 3 people who are in this movie. It was also pretty much just a romance film through and through. The vibes of the inside of the gorge, kind of fun, kind of slithery, kind of, you know, a little, you know, they're fun, mysterious. Yeah. 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 Hazy, a little, you know, fun. I gave it a 3.5. How about you?
I give it a 2.
Oh, okay.
Mainly for the gorge vibes.
Yeah, gorge vibes are good.
I'm going to be honest. I saw so many people talking about their chemistry in this movie.
What chemistry?
I'm glad you said it because I feel like I have seen other movies with both of them where they have had much better chemistry with their co-stars.
Yeah.
I thought their chemistry felt friendly, which makes sense now that I know that they were friends.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel this overwhelming, like, sexual tension between them at all.
No, not like earth-shattering, gotta get to the other side of the gorge tension.
Right, like jumping into the gorge. Like, that was, like, it felt like a bit much for their chemistry.
No,
I just think, like, when people are talking about, like, great chemistry, this is not what I would think of.
No.
I think of, like, Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey, honestly. How to lose a guy in 10 days? That's crazy.
Okay.
What do you think of?
Titanic.
Kate Winslet, Leo. That's all. Yeah. That's also acceptable.
Even in real life.
Yeah.
Like they're.
Because they do love each other.
Yeah.
Like even if it's platonic, like they genuinely love each other.
Yeah. They grew up together.
Yeah. And that's where it's like, okay, I believe this.
Yeah.
Their chemistry was fine.
Yeah, it was okay.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't as great as I feel like people are saying it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you agree.
Yeah. But I don't think that took away from the sexy factor at all.
Oh, okay.
I still got to look at them.
Maybe it was like too romancy and not like sexy enough for me. Once sure. I got into the gorge, that's like when I was like, okay, now it like feels sexy.
Yeah.
Right, above the gorge. Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing shorts and a tank top in the middle of winter? Put on some clothes, Drassa. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking cold outside.
Also, what took him so long?
To go across?
To see her at the end.
Oh, I... For the plot?
Oh, okay.
Didn't he say something about, like, he got injured or something?
Did he?
I think he said he, like, got injured in the fall. And he was limping when he was running away, too. Because he had already gotten injured.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he was, like, tending to himself.
Weird. Okay. Whatever.
I kept waiting for it to, like zoom in on a part of him that's, like, turning into, like, a flower or something.
Yeah.
That's what I kept waiting for. I was like, what? Like, it's one of them's going to be infected. That's what I was waiting for at the end, but...
Wow, that's so fun. I really want to say something about a movie that I know you haven't seen yet, but it was Spoil It, so I can't. Sorry.
In like a week, once I've forgotten about this, just be like, hey, you should watch this movie and say what it is so that I watch it.
It'll be too obvious.
Oh, something about plants.
Or not.
Well, now I really want to watch it. All right, we'll somehow find a way to get me to watch this movie.
Okay.
Because right. Now I'm curious.
Okay.
Great.
Cool. Anyway, how fucked up did you think it was?
I gave it a 0.5.
Okay.
Just kind of classic, you know, action stuff.
Okay.
Did you give it like a 5 for the bomb?
No.
Okay.
The bomb scared me. I don't think it was fucked up, but it is kind of fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up, yeah.
I gave it a 1.5.
Okay.
Because of the, like, concept of farming people who don't have, like, friends or family every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. Like,
that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Disposable people.
Yeah.
They're not disposable. Thinking of those people as disposable, that's what's fucked up.
Correct. I do like that at the very least, they made the people think that they got to go home.
You like that?
I think that was slightly redeeming.
Okay, President Snow, hope is the only fear.
Hey, that book comes out in like 4 days.
I know, I'm actually really excited.
Me too.
I need to finish Priory in 4 days, which is a tall order, so.
Yeah, see, I did the opposite. We're in a book club. We're reading Priory of the Orange Tree.
Yeah.
I did the opposite, and I am cramming. I read Dune Messiah in 3 days. I put up 2 fingers, but 3 days. I'm finishing Fellowship of the Ring right now, which is a 24-hour long audiobook. I'm trying real hard. Then on the 17th, I got to get that done in 4 days from now, and I started it yesterday. And then I'm doing Sunrise on the Reaping.
And then Priory?
And then I'm doing Priory. And I can't start Priory until I get another audiobook credit. So that's it.
Oh my God.
Another 7 or 8 days. Anyway.
I got the physical book. It is hefty.
Priory?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big fucking book.
I can't even read it in bed because my arms get tired.
Yeah. Yeah. You need those glasses. Yeah.
I'd rather die.
I think they would make me dizzy.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like them. Anyways.
Enough about us.
Yeah, sorry. It's been 3 weeks. We got a yap. All right, overall, what did you think of The Gorge?
I think this is definitely the best love story we've watched. Well, you're giving me a face, but...
We literally just watched Bones and All. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. But I mean, like, this is the most traditional romance, I would say. You know what I mean? Okay. It's like very traditional romance. The end was cute. The acting was fine. The idea was original, sorta, until it turned into Annihilation. The first half was good, and then the second half was like, oh, where's Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
But joke's on you, because I fucking love Annihilation, so I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
All right. She liked it.
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I think it's a good gateway horror movie.
Yeah.
And then you watch Annihilation.
And then you watch.
And then you're done.
Oh.
You don't need to watch anything else.
Okay.
And then what? What were you going to say?
I was going to jokingly say it. And then Martyrs, but. That was a joke.
And then you're done.
And then you're done with horror. Great. Okay.
Would you give it?
I give it a 2.5.
Okay.
I split it down the middle because it was like a fun watch. I had fun watching it.
Yeah. Unexpected.
It was riddled with cliches.
Yes.
It was a little cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like there wasn't anything really that I hadn't seen before. I feel like once they established very early on that it's the Hollow Men in the Gorge. So then like going into the gorge wasn't really as interesting as it could have been because you already knew it was down there.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I watched the trailer for it, I was like, oh, like the mystery of the gorge is like,
yeah,
that's cool. Like, let's uncover that. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really do that. They were just like, oh, there's Hollow Men down there. Keep them out. And then the Hollow Men come up pretty quickly. You see them. And then once they go in there, it's like, okay, well now the novelty's worn off.
Yeah.
So I feel like there were just some things that I think could have been done better for it to be like a really good movie. And again, I would love to see this as a video game. I think it would be so good as a video game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It was just a fun watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, this is one of those movies where sometimes you're like, oh, don't show me the monster that much. Like, keep it in your pants kind of thing, you know? This movie, they really went fucking balls to the wall and they gave you fucking monsters. And I think that, like, the payoff was really good. Like, they did a really good job with the marketing trying to get you interested. And then, yeah, to your point, maybe they showed it a little bit too early, but I don't think they showed it too much.
No, I think like once they were in the gorge, I wanted to see as much of it as I could.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was cool.
They were super cool.
Yeah.
So fun.
But yeah, I just think it could have been better.
Sure. I mean, the acting alone. I even mentioned. It was, like, fine. Had that been better?
Yeah, it's weird, because I like all, like, I like the cast.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that they've done better in other movies.
I think Sigourney Weaver has done better in this role in other movies.
She has. In Cabin of the Woods, she
has been done. Yes.
Crossover when? Would you survive?
Oh, I always forget about that one.
I know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, like, a trained operative.
Okay.
Actually,
I feel like in this case you would be.
Okay, if I am a trained operative?
Well, like, they're not gonna have you do the job if you're not.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
If you're saying you're doing the job, like,
well,
you're a trained operative.
That's what I was gonna say, is, like, they're not even calling me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know shit about fuck.
There you go.
But if I am a trained operative,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I'm like a good worker. You know, I'm like, I do, if my job is to like shoot things, and I feel like I'm a good worker.
Yeah.
So I would do my job well and I would preserve myself and the gorge.
And then you'd get shot.
And then I would also be really lonely and fall in love with whoever was on the other side.
Hmm.
So, like, everything would happen, and I'd go and go down.
I feel like you're a stickler for the rules, though. Like, you're, like, that type of worker.
Hell no.
I feel like they'd be like, you can't talk to that person, and they'd try to talk to you, and you'd be like, I hate my coworker.
Doesn't take much for me to hate a coworker, if I'm being honest.
Well, so sometimes it's easy.
Yeah. You know, I really don't know. I don't know.
If you believe in yourself, I love that.
If my job is to be a trained operative, I'm going to be good at it. Because
I believe that.
So I think I live.
All right. You're falling in love. You're doing the whole shebang.
Well, oh, yeah, because if I go
if
through
you
the
do
year,
your
I
job,
die.
You die.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fuck.
So you have to go in and expose the gorge.
Damn, my good work. Oh, I'm dead.
You're JD?
Damn. Oh, man. Yeah. All right, well. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'm dead as well. I think, like, if I can say no to the job, I would not accept that job, even if I was a trained operative, because A, solitary confinement for a year, I'm not doing that. That would literally drive me insane. Yeah. Already been there, done that. Don't want to do that again. So, no. And then, also, I'm not going, someone's like, oh, I have this job for you. We're going to live alone for a year, and also, you don't get to know what country you're in. Also, do you have any family that cares about you? These people are supposed to be smart. That's red flags written all over it. But that does feel like a cop-out. So I'm going to say I have to go. In which case, I do not think I would talk to the other person. Because also, I'm a smart person. And with a job that big, with that much funding, that classified, I'm not a fucking moron. I know they've tapped the place. They're going to know if I contact the other person.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. I would stick to my little tower, I would do my job, and I would get shot at the end.
Damn.
Also, I'm not jumping into a gorge for a guy I've known for, like, a day. I mean, I know they've known each other longer, but, like...
physically.
Yeah. I'm not speaking to you out loud, and then the next day jumping into a death gorge for you. Sorry. Yeah.
Fair.
Sorry, I'm not a hopeless romantic in that way, but... So, yeah, I think I'm dead. I think I'm dead.
All right, fine. We're both dead. We died. We died together. Because we're good at our jobs.
We died because we're good at our jobs. We're on opposite towers.
Yeah. Wow, we die on the same day together.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, I'm into it. We should do that in real life.
Okay.
Like, not now.
Oh, I was like,
or
my calendar's free.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Are you ready to predict next week's movie? It's a request.
Yes, I know.
Oh. Is it because I wrote request next to it in big, bold letters?
I was more commenting on the fact that I know what the movie is.
Oh, okay.
Because that doesn't happen.
That's true. You never know. No. But it is a request. It's from our friend Anitra.
Yay.
And she would like us to talk about The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Yes. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did. I watched it when I was sick.
Shoot. Okay. Wolf of Snow Hollow is a werewolf movie, obviously, about a town called Phoenix that is being attacked by a werewolf from a land called Snow Hollow.
Oh, okay. So it takes in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Hometown. Because
Phoenix famously does not have snow. So, a werewolf from a town where this word snow is in it is, like, especially terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a, in case you're wondering, direct-to-VHS quality movie with subpar acting that is so bad it's good.
Okay.
The main protagonist is a woman who is from Forks, Washington and moves to Phoenix against her will.
Very anti-Twilight.
Yes, it's not Twilight.
It's the opposite.
Correct. And she is stalked by the werewolf of Snow Hollow because every night she cries herself to sleep because she misses the snow so much. And the werewolf loves that because everybody else in Phoenix hates the snow.
Okay. Right? And she's from Forks?
She's from Forks.
The place that's notoriously rainy, not snowy?
There's snow in Washington.
Yeah, but it's known for the rain.
Okay, well, it's, yeah, anyway. Also, it should be mentioned that the werewolf is perpetually in wolf form. He can no longer turn back into a man. And that's why the movie is called Wolf of Snow Hollow and not Werewolf of Snow Hollow.
Got it. More of a wolf than a were.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay, how does it end? Do they...
Remains to be seen.
Oh, we don't. Okay. Mystery. Love it. Yeah.
She kills him.
Oh, okay.
So that he doesn't imprint on her baby. But I know I do
how
think.
How Twilight should have ended.
Yeah, seriously. No, I do think that she kills him. She kills the werewolf of Snow Hollow. The wolf of Snow Hollow. She kills him. Because he's killing all the people of Phoenix.
Okay.
Glad that's. We get to watch that.
Yeah. It's, I mean, wolf attacks. Yeah. It's not in Phoenix.
That was strange.
There's no baby imprinting.
I know. Yeah. That was a joke.
Yeah. It does take place in the snow, though. It's...
Oh, okay.
The town is called Snow Hollow.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, it's not in Phoenix, but...
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Is there a woman protagonist?
No. The main character is a guy.
Gross. I don't even want to watch it anymore.
Me neither. No. Just kidding. All right, cool. Well, I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, same.
We love requests. If you have one, please let us know.
And we've been getting this request for years.
Yeah.
He's been begging us to watch this one.
True. We're finally doing it. Sorry, Mitra. Right. We're doing it. Thank you for the request, though. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
We'll talk about that next week. I'm glad you liked The Gorge. It's been very popular. People are loving it. It's a fun It's a fun movie. It's a fun flick.
It's just a little romp, you know?
Yeah, it's a romp. But yeah, we're glad to be back. Thank you guys for being patient with us while we took a few weeks to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely appreciate it. We're happy to be back. Fingers crossed we're going to be consistent from here on out.
Yeah. We were consistent for 2 years. I mean.
We were. We needed a little bit of a break, but we are here. We're ready. We're back in it. And thank you guys for listening. Please like, subscribe, follow us, do all that junk. Comment what your gorge looks like, but that's not.
Yeah, comment what your gorge looks like. Yeah.
Yeah. Like okay, great. Do that. And we will see you next week.
Yes. Actually, bye. This time.
Actually, for real this time. We will be here next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.